So I've answered the big question of your reincarnation. Yes, Mabel, you're going to be back. And that's inevitable. That's what reincarnation is really all about. It's that I am I experience. You may not be back as Mabel anymore, but you'll be back. Buddhists tell us that thought itself is capable of achieving something we call nirvana. Wisdom itself can realize nirvana. Thought is that which thinks, and wisdom is that which realizes. In other words, thought and wisdom are themselves kind of self-referential loops, having a life and sense of presence or I-ness of their own. Hint, hint, hint. That's how the I that you think is you gets to think that it's you. There was a wonderful film that came out a while back. It was made by Bernardo Bertolucci. It was called Little Buddha. In this movie, Tibetan Buddhist monks are searching for the reincarnation of a dear and recently departed lama. And their searches result in three possible candidates. And they're all little children. Which one is the real reincarnated lama? To find out, they devise tests in hopes that the candidate will exhibit the tendencies or the habits remarkably similar to their lost loved one, their lost lama. Yet this proves to be exceedingly exasperating. All three kids show some habits of the departed one, with each child showing a different facet, or as the Buddha would say, a different khanda, or a different aggregate, or a different accumulation of tendencies to come into being. Now, one of the kids lives in Seattle with his parents, who, being Westerners, are relatively unfamiliar with such things as these reincarnated technologies like khandas and what they mean and so forth. And I don't expect you to know what they mean either. But nevertheless, you may be wondering what they all are. There are tendencies to come into being, but never mind. They ask one of the monks who is visiting them, or testing their kid, to explain reincarnation. The monk doesn't say a word. He takes out from his little bag a candle and he lights it. And he says, "See this flame? The candle will burn until it could no longer, and then the flame will be extinguished. But if I pass the flame onto another longer candle, the flame continues to burn. The candles pass with time, but the flame goes on. The candle flame is always the same flame, and yet it is always different. The candle is the body, and the flame is the reincarnated soul. Thus, a being who during life manages to free her or himself from all the fetters of desire, defilement, and other impurities can be compared upon death with the flame of a fire when the supply of combustible materials have been exhausted. It is the being that is extinguished, never being reborn. But the flame goes on." What happens if the being never quite achieves such a noble goal as getting rid of all of the kaka? If, by the way, getting rid of all the kaka is what the Buddhists call nirvana. Suppose you don't do that. I don't think many of us do. I don't think I have, and I don't know if I've ever have in any of the lives I've ever had. But, you know, it's an ideal. I mean, Buddhists think ideally. Theoretical physics is the physics of ideal situations, and Buddhist theology is the contemplation of ideal situations. So what if you never achieve such a noble goal? Well, in that case, there's plenty of fuel around, plenty of candles to be lit, and the being is, so to speak, reconstituted with many of the same tendencies and tasks ahead of him or her. Consequently, going back to the story, the Buddhist monk who died hadn't quite made it to nirvana. The other monks were looking for where and when those particular idiosyncrasies would crop up again so the soul could be assisted on its way to nirvana. But wait a minute, isn't this a contradiction? I mean, how can the monks help another when there isn't even supposed to be one? According to what the Buddhists say, there isn't any such thing as like soul or self. Many students of Buddhism ask themselves, if there is no self or soul, then what can realize nirvana? Put simply, if reincarnation exists, what reincarnates and why does it do it? The Buddhists answer that thought itself can achieve nirvana and wisdom itself can achieve nirvana. It is thought that thinks and wisdom that realizes. But before I can attempt to make any sense, we have to go a little bit deeper.